I never said I was an apology for the DM, but yes. The apology for the DM. That's the one I do have. Honorable Father Merve, I don't have the apology today. Probably that's why she's here. because I don't have the apology. But they are most welcome, everyone here. State law advisors, legal services, they are here. Welcome, members. I hope you had a great weekend of voter registration. I hope you registered to vote. You might encourage others and forget to register yourself. So I hope all members are registered. I've seen a memo with the same numbers this week. Can go to Barrack Street, Home Affairs, to go in and apply for the ID card. I hope members they will go and grab the opportunity and go and apply for the ID card at Home Affairs, Barrack Street.
I didn't have an ID with you. They need you to bring your ID book with you. You are dreaming about it.
Sure. otherwise, welcome everyone. Welcome DM to the meeting. The agenda or the item for discussion is only the adoption of the South African Post Office. SOC Limited Amendment Bill. We've dealt with the bill and adopted the bill as amended by the committee. We also adopted the amendments agreed by the committee. The only part which was left was the report itself. And the reason of the report, members, you all know that it was the issue of tagging. There was no certainty whether it should be Section 75 or 6. Probably because some of the, if you look in terms of the Constitutional Court judgment, it also involved clauses of customary marriage. So probably there was the feeling that the bill might have to go to the other houses, including the traditional house, for that matter. It has only been resolved Saturday. The first communication about the finalization of the matter was Saturday. That now they've received a legal opinion or advice from senior counsel. That the bill should remain as it was, Section 75, in terms of the text. So we've been waiting for the confirmation. Now we do have the confirmation. Now the only part which was remaining, as I've indicated, was the adoption of the report. But before I proceed with the issue of the report, it was as I outlined and indicated before, I don't draft the report. The reports are standard of the committee section, not me. I only read the report. I don't draft the report, and I'm not required to. Other people, they prepare the report per our engagement and everything, and then we adopt the report in terms or in compliance with the rules and standards and so on. There has been an issue which has been raised for some time about our report that they seems not to be in sync with the Rule 2513 of the NA and so on. So I will hand over to the committee section or the legal service to deal with the matter, because I don't want to be dragged on things which has none of my concerns and so on. Legal services.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Chair, as I understand it, the questions is with regard to the specification of amendments and the decision the committee took whether a section was amended or rejected and so forth. I am consulted with my colleague from the statutory advisor as well as with attending committee from committee section. We read that, or that in practice how we've always interpreted it, the purpose of the A list is where the committee reflects its individual decisions. This is what was rejected, this is what the committee replaces, this is how it's been amended. It is for the committee to organize its own internal processes. Our recommendation for perhaps just to expedite this process now and for the committee to wrap up, merely attach the A list as adopted by the committee to the report, if the committee so wishes. Otherwise, that information can merely be transferred into the actual report and clarified. But that was the recording of the committee's decisions where there was issues with specific sections and where a vote was taken to amend or reject. And so Chairperson is ultimately for the committee as an internal procedural decision, but that is our interpretation of the purpose of the A list.
Thank you. Stato Attack.
Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. I was not aware that this issue concerning the report, but nevertheless, I had discussions with my colleague, Dr. Rhodes, this morning. When we looked at the matter, I could just see that the A list in itself is evidence that something has been done in the introduced bill. I hope that the A list will be part of the report. That's why that those were our discussions regarding this matter.
And comma, since when I am a legal person, but I don't know, there are also gurus, bush lawyers and so on. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. In addition to what the Dr. Rhodes and the state law advisor had said, what we put in the report is if any objections and all that have been raised in this committee meeting, then such objections will be then incorporated into the report, like the report on the ECA, which was different from the ICASA report because there was a formal decision that was taken in the committee when the Democratic Alliance made proposals to certain amendments, and that was reflected in the committee that the Democratic Alliance had proposed this, which was then rejected by the committee, and that was like a formal proposed amendment. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Keelan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the issue, and I listened carefully to what the state law advisor said and also what Dr. Lewis said. I just want to put it on record that we must accept that we've had weaknesses in our compilation of our reports, irrespective of A list and B list, etc. The rules of Parliament are very clear what a committee and how a committee should report. And if I compare our reports, even if they are unanimous reports, and I mean this isn't a unanimous report, and ECA was a unanimous report, etc. I think what is important is that it is the report before the House that becomes the sort of the evidence before the House that is ultimately becoming the record of proceedings and legislation. And I think what is important is that when we say, no, we're not going to take on board this amendment clause, that we specify what is our view about that, in addition to Rule 2513E, if it's not a unanimous report, even if it is a unanimous report, it's very clear in terms of C that the committee must specify each amendment, if an amended bill was agreed on as biased, and each amendment that was considered and for a reason other than it being out of order was rejected by it. So I think it's just important that we that we just capture that. So my only request to the committee is what we've done is we have accepted some of the amendments and we have in fact rejected some of the others. And let's just list that in our committee report because it was unanimous. There's no argument about it. So that's my only request, Chairperson, is that we just capture those in the report so that we conform to the rules of Parliament. And I want to just say, in some respects, for instance, the police committee, on a bill other than the one that's before the House today, I think it was on the 6th of November, there was an 83. Some of the police committee reports and some of the justice committee reports are the perfect example, clause by clause, captured in the committee report, committee rejected. In some cases, there was a vote, this one supported, that one declined, etc. But I think if we do it that way, then we know our committee report contains the full record of the deliberations that we had. Otherwise, it's very superficial, and we're really not dealing with the issues that we've considered in the committee. So that's my only report. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Honorable Moroto.
Chairperson, first of all, I wanted to tell you that I'm not in a very good mood today. I tried to tell our whip here that I've lost my aunt, my mother's sister, this morning. She was the only one left, in my mother's siblings. She had her foot amputated at the age of 88 last week, and she passed on this morning. I just want to say, Chairperson, I can hear what Honorable Killian is saying, and maybe she has put examples of other committees, how they've done. Now my concern is, I missed maybe the explanation that was given to us by the state law advisors and Dr. Lloyd or Luz? Yes. And just to be on the safe side and maybe to have confidence in what we're doing, have we captured the concerns that arise in our report according to what the rules are saying? Or haven't we? It's not you, I'm asking the people who are there. Or are they agreeing that it is supposed to be done in that manner? Because to me, Chairperson, I try and talk to myself and ask myself, what is this unanimous meaning at the end? Because you differ when you are in a, anyway, it can be a meeting or earlier, you have different opinions and different ideology, but when it says we unanimously agreed, doesn't it defeat all the things that were happening there? Because this is a final report. But I don't know how the committee section does it, but that is my understanding of everything. I don't want to dwell too much on this because Honorable Killian has explained. But I think next time we have to debate some of these things. Because I don't think we are doing justice to what we're doing. The ultimate product of our work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you, members. Proud members, let's proceed in that note because probably you see the report which I normally read. Contain two things. One, it will say the committee, having considered the subject matter, which will be the name of the bill, B24-2013, National Assembly Section 75, referred to da-da-da classification, da-da-da, and so on, report the bill with amendment, which means the A list is part of the report. And what members are talking about is the A list, which is adopted by the committee, which reflects clause by clause, this one, that one, da da da, and so on. The only difference is that probably when you look on the ECA, the Democratic Alliance, at one point on section 72A, they wanted to amend and also add another, to add G on that. We then formally, as the committee, discuss the view or the proposal of DA and reject. So when you come to that, then you have to be explicit, because you've got now a formal request on a certain clause which say, can we amend 72.3.1.0A, if I'm not mistaken, and then what become the outcome of that, can we add clause G at the end, and what becomes the outcome of that, and so on. But the report itself talks about the bill itself and the A list as adopted by the committee. When you report with both of them. So I might not know what become the process of publishing the report, whether when it goes to the ATC, does it go reflecting also the A list? Because if it does reflect the A list, it means it carries what Honorable Killen is talking about. But if it goes without the, with the wording only, probably an outsider when reading it could not make sense of it, because the A list is not attached in that report. But if you take this report and attach the A list, then you are complete in the main, or you are covering some of the aspects which Honorable Killen is speaking about, and so on. But on this one here, they've also tried to highlight the agreements agreed to and the other things on part of the report, which was trying to accommodate some of those things from the A list, actually, and so on. Honorable Shin?
Yes, Chair. I'm a little concerned that you said that the committee adopted the A list. As far as I'm concerned, we didn't, because the opposition parties were not part of compiling the amendments and the discussion that led to the A list. Because of what we regard as process irregularities in the public hearing process. And when we tried to discuss amendments that we liked or wanted to raise or object to or support or whatever, after the A-list was brought to the committee, we were denied that opportunity to comment on the original amendment bill. We were denied that by members of the ANC, who said, we've done this, we've gone all over all of this, you're taking us backwards. And when we did raise stuff, we were just ignored in many ways, which is why I, after the we adopted the A list, I think was it on the ECA, or I say when we had adopted the, went through to make sure that all the corrections in the A list had been amended in the current version that we were looking at that stage. I introduced amendments after that, saying, okay, we've agreed that the changes that the ANC study group wanted, that was the A list, have been implemented. But now I want to raise things that were not part of that list, which is when my two amendments were considered. But we did not, this committee as a whole, as far as I'm aware, accept the A list.
No, thank you, Honorable Shin. It's just that I don't know what they are talking about in this instance of the SAPO bill. It was the SAPO bill. We are talking about SAPO bill. That's the method of discussion, nothing else. No ECA, no ICASA, no politics. We're discussing a SAPO. So SAPO, I remember that they came there, the teleport, pension presented to the bank, treasurer were part of those discussions, and indeed we did adopt the A list and the committee as the bill with amendments agreed by the committee. The only thing which was left was the report. Now, the issue why we're discussing this matter is that because Honorable Killen has indicated an issue on the content of the report, which must be adopted by the committee and so on. So that's why we find ourselves discussing, not going and finalize the issue of the report and so on. Honorable Killen?
Chairperson, I think if we could just agree in principle that what we do is we try to confirm form to the rule 2513 specifically, we are usually conforming to A and B because we usually make reference to the tagging. We usually make reference to the JTM tag. We also usually comply with B, which stipulates that we must take whether it recommends approval of the bill or with or without amendment. So that is usually that we conform. I'm just trying to say that we should also conform with C and D. And C is we must specify each amendment, and that is on the A list. And then we contain it there, but then we also say the reasons why we're rejecting it. Because D requires of us to say must specify each amendment rejected by the committee if a redrafted bill was agreed on it by it. The reason that I just felt was when the pensioner came before the committee, we decided, no, that's going to make, we're now going into other areas. We know that we must conform to the Constitutional Court to correct what was wrong, but the bill, the amendment bill, went further than that. And we decided, let's not open that because we had comments by Treasury, etc., etc. And it was, remember, the intention of the executive was to almost clean up the old 1958 bill, but we said maybe it's not the opportune time to do that, and we can say that the committee felt that the other clauses should be dealt with on another occasion. So if we can just broadly agree in principle that we try to do that, and what is nice about this is it is a very small, actually we've agreed on very small amendments. And some of the others were rejected for good reasons, for sound reasons. And maybe that would be a very good exercise for us to, in fact, just compile our report in such a way that it contains more substance. Yes, the A list will go, and the B list, and all of that, but the point is then it becomes the record and the tables in the House, and members who sit in the House can open on their screen the report by the committee, and they can read what we considered, and they can actually see we've done justice to our work in the portfolio committee. Otherwise, if we go with an abbreviated, non-compliant report, people actually don't know that we've really considered everything. So that's the only request that I'm putting before the committee.
Honorable Moroto.
Chairperson, firstly, maybe I have to say to you, I appeal to the young people like the person we've got in the committee here who has got a telescopic mind, that is Susan. Maybe she can explain about what Honorable Sheen is saying. You know, Susan is able to tell the place where you were and what happened and everything. I appeal to her maybe to help us out here because it seems people can't remember what we have done previously. in terms of the rules here on committee report, the request that is made by Honorable Killian, really, Chairperson, without being unreasonable, if you read out the report, which I don't know whether you have done it so far, some of the parts, I think, will be capturing her concern. Because I think if we have to insert the A list as it is and write a report and then attach it and then highlight all the concerns that the people, it becomes a very cumbersome report. I think the correct way is to take it into consideration for the people that were consolidating the report in the committee section. Maybe to satisfy us, can you just read this out for us, how it is written? Because I think it has been taken into consideration. Your consent, as I've read it here on 3 on
Thank you, Honourable Morosa. I think that the only thing which Honourable Killen has raised is that if you look in terms of the A list or the report itself, it will say clause 5, clause rejected.
Correct.
Mm. Full stop. So the only addition which is spoken about is that if you on your A list, or wherever, in the, when you say it's rejected, then you say probably why it was rejected. Like clause 5 there was rejected because we felt that there was no thorough consultation between the parties involved, because the telcos people, when they were presenting, they didn't know that the government wants to withdraw the guarantee or to be a guarantor of the funding. So that's the only thing to just to give the reason why clause 5 was rejected. But if I suppose that if you do that, then we are in full compliance. What if a person reads that thing will know clause 5 was rejected because the committee felt that there was no sufficient consultation between the people who are going to be affected by the amendments and the other things there and so on. So, but once you do that, then you that does not reflect on the actual report itself. You still have the report as it is, but if you say A list rejected, what is it rejected, what was the reason, and so on, then you write it there, probably to say rejected because of 1, 2, 3, and so on. That I don't know, probably let me give the legal service people, because if you put that in that particular space, does that then change the final format of the report, or is covered in terms of those reasons which you put there, which comply with Honourable Kiden, which is talking about a lot?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Chairperson, our suggestion has been, because the A-list has been adopted, and that's the standard in the A-list to nearly say rejected, with permission then of the committee, just to reflect in a short summary, just as Honourable Kiden has mentioned, it's technical amendments of the definitions. So it will say clause 1 amendment of the amended with regard to these 3 definitions, and then on clause 5, just at the bottom of the report saying clause rejected for purpose that there wasn't sufficient consultation, and then that the and then the amended long title.
That's
so
right.
Just to almost summarise the A list at the end of the committee report, the commission chair, and then that should give an accurate reflection.
Yeah.
And how do we do that? Now in this report, so that we finish it.
Chair, I think it should be sufficient if Chair can then just read that addition. Members should have the normal standard committee phrasing, and then Chair can, with permission, just read out that addition. I think my colleague from committee section, Ms. Ngoma, gave Chair a short summary now of what will be added at the bottom. That I think if read out with that that explanation and the committee's in principle approval, the report can be adopted with amendments and then be published there.
Tandy?
No, I was reading the.
We are talking about something. members, the report I'm having with me here, there are two. We've got the short one, like me. a bit longer one, which reads as follows. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Communication on South African Post Office, SOC Limited Amendment Bill, B24 of 2013, National Assembly, Tech Section 75, dated 12 November 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Communication, having considered the subject, South African Post Office, SOC, LTD Amendment Bill, B24-2013, referred to it and classified by the JTM as Section 75 Bill, reported the bill with amendments. Now it's B24A-2013. The other 24 I was talking about was the bill itself, as agreed now, with amendment B24A, which is the A list, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So on the report contained book, the other one is the cover. Amendment agreed to clause 1 on page 2 from line 7 to omit definition of child. Number 2 on page 2 from line 15 to omit the definition of a post office retirement fund. On page 2 from line 20 to omit the definition of rules. Clause 5 rejected.
Let's not respond that again.
You
okay.
Can stop the meeting for a pen to be in all honesty. If it is $10 million pen, you can't say I'm a stop just because I'm looking for a pen. No, no, it's my it's my fucking pen here. Members, I was saying clause 5 rejected. The reason for the rejection, rejected for the purpose that the committee took the opinion that there was no sufficient consideration of the impact on affected stakeholders, further consultation required. That will be a clause 5. And then the long title, to omit the long title and substitute, and to substitute, and then you have the new long title as it will be contained on the bill as well. So that's how the report will look like in terms of being explicit on the amendment and the other things. I'm not sure whether that will suffice to certify the requirement of 25, the rule 251, 3D. Honorable Kiran?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it is the right approach. So I would like to recommend that we adopt it as you have indicated to the committee. As I said, this is a very nice opportunity for us to, because it's a quick one to consider. And I think it will go a long way to establish the right practices. So I would like to recommend that we adopt it.
Honorable Killen, move for the adoption of the report of the committee. Honorable Mrota.
Chairperson, I second the adoption of the report as amended.
Thank you very much. In that, that will conclude our meeting for today.
They say it's history.
What before?
Me and my goggles.
Agreed.
The goggles.
Agreed.
Okay, no, thanks very much. Members, we are done for the day. We can proceed with our other schedule. Oh, before members, you go. Remember that we had the MTDA appointment. We have recommended a candidate. During the last week, Honorable Shin raised a matter about that and pick up that actually the candidate which we recommended at one time was suspended at work for quite a long time. And then upon receiving that matter, we have tried to investigate to get exactly what happened, and to that effect the documents in relation to the suspension and everything was forwarded to me last night, and went through the document. It was actually a suspension without explicit acts or omission, and later was just withdrawn without any charges and anything. By the same municipality claiming that it is illegal to suspend a person for more than 3 months. So there's not even a charge. Why the person was just a suspension without charges and later is withdrawn without, just because it has exceeded 3 months. And so there's no explicit even to say but why the person on the onset was charged or was suspended. It does not appear anywhere except that the bargaining council for local government felt that the municipality was beyond their 3 months. They must charge the person, then they could not charge the person, then they formally withdraw the suspension themselves and so on. So that was the case which was raised by Honourable Kay. And I just want, Honourable Chief, I'm just raising it so that probably when members hear about the matter, they will understand what was all about and so on. Thank you very much. We
Thank
are
you.
Done. Thank you.
Did you also have to keep your cousin to the bouquet?
No way. Tell it. Why am I not on the list?
You were right.